Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
For the entire next hour. Wasn't going to have for 2 hours. There's just so much news I had to get to. But understanding these people, I don't believe they're a bunch of crazy occultists in a ancient mafia that predates Christianity. So, of course, it's a cult. That's what was there before that. I know it. And there's so much evidence of it. I was just showing Baroness Philippine de Rothschild with devil necklaces, Baphomet necklaces at public events. This is an old woman who looks like, you know, something out of a nightmare movie. Looks like a Janet Napolitano or something. And she's got devil necklaces. And then I've got all the lore and the news articles and the connections to the Rothschilds and the occult and funding occult groups and the Rockefellers. And then, of course, you also talk about, you know, the guy that they made the movie Rosebud or Citizen Kane about. The Hearst dynasty, I mean, and I've been to his castle in California. It's devils and demons and pentagrams everywhere. And I mean, of course, he's reportedly involved in all this. Please continue.
Yeah, while we're on William Randolph Hearst, okay, let's see. It says something here about my connection. Am I still connected?
You're still connected. We're going to reconnect during the next break, though. Go ahead.
Okay, well, speaking about William Randolph Hearst, I sent you a picture of him because he's riding on a carousel, and those people that have gotten in touch with my books on the mind control will recognize that the carousel is used in programming children, and Patty Hearst being programmed with Illuminati mind control, programmed multiple personality. And then you mentioned the Hearst Mansion, which follows right in line with something else that you were saying. The state of California has taken over the maintenance of this mansion. But when it's closed, I know people have informed me that when they close that off to the public, they will oftentimes have Illuminati rituals quietly on the property. So, San Simeon mansion there is definitely some Illuminati ritual property.
And I got to stop you again. Your book talks about Patty Hearst being under mind control program. Now it's come out saying she was basically mind controlled and that the FBI knew it and that the government was involved with her. That stuff you wrote about 17 years ago.
Yes. Wow. Okay. So, yeah, that's one of the things that just like you're saying, when people read this, if they find something hard to believe, just put it on the shelf, because maybe in a year or 2 years, you're going to start seeing the proof for yourself. If you're going to see it before your eyes, because now your eyes are open. It's all around us. Every day I see this stuff, and I kind of just anymore just tune it out, because it's just, you know, I've gotten so used to it being all around. So Aster was this. Oh, it's interesting how they choose these people, because John Jacob Aster was not somebody that you would think typically would become the most richest man in the United States, which he did. When he arrived in the United States, he couldn't speak English, and when he tried to, it sounded like he had marbles in his mouth. He was a very crude, unsocial man.
Stop right there. Long segment coming up. I don't want to start over with this. This is too important. You're breaking up a bit. We're going to reconnect with you and come back with Fred Springer on the other side. The book is Bloodlines of the Illuminati, full of documentation. And just whenever Fritz says something, there's all these connections to just proving all of it, about how it's all rigged, both sides of a war, how they're always allowed to trade with the enemy and vice versa. And then they'll even betray their minion like Hitler, and then it comes out there were secret treaties with Hitler in England, and that's why Rudolf Hess flew there. And it all is staged. It's incredible. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team.
want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Talking to Fritz Springmeier about how the Illuminati ticks, how this global occultic mafia operates, and going over a lot of the evidence of it. And I'll tell you, when you start looking into this stuff, most of it's hidden right in plain view. All the symbolism, the elites always getting caught involved in the occult. We're doing a Twitter bomb right now, trying to expose the naked body scanners at the Super Bowl that one local news agency went to cover preparations and took photos and covered it, but no national news except for InfoWars.com and the Drudge Report linking to us, is covering it. Full-body scanners at Super Bowl 2012, first-time devices linked with cancer risk, used for public sports events. After he gets more of the Illuminati, I want to ask why they're doing the GMO, the poison, the aspartame, the bisphenol A, the radiation, reactors, leaking radiation on a weekly basis now. I've talked to physicists and people on the inside who think it's being done on purpose to reduce fertility. I mean, is this just all – what's their master plan on that front? I want to throw that question at Fritz Springmeier. But if you go to the bottom of our article at InfoWars.com, there's a link to Reddit. We're trying to do a Reddit bomb here because I'm told by listeners that's really important to do. It's got a lot of comments and a ton of votes, and we're trying to push it to the top. Please get into that story and send full body scanners at Super Bowl 2012. Please vote that at the top of Reddit. And I also want to have you get it, and even more importantly, get it out on Twitter at twitter.com/RealAlexJones. Get our Twitter on it get this trending, boycott the Super Bowl over their use of cancer-causing body scanners, use pound Super Bowl scanners. And then that will send them to the article that breaks this down. So let's kick some hind end on that. I want to thank everybody for getting involved. Okay, continuing with breaking down your book, Bloodlines, the Illuminati, Fritz Springmeier, now back in print, available at Infowars.com. And we are selling these quick. We can always reprint, because I helped Fritz reprint them, but that'll take a month or so. So I recommend you get your order in before we run out of these. They're selling a lot faster than I even thought they would, and that's good. People are interested in this information, available at Infowars.com. I guess they are selling for $300 on eBay and on Amazon, so I guess that's probably one reason why, too. You can buy them for a fraction of that. Now, going back to Fritz, you were getting into the Astors, other elite families. Why do they choose people, it seems, from nowhere to then elevate them up into a system that has royal families in it? Please continue, Fritz Springmeier.
Yes, I was talking about John Jacob Astor the first, not somebody that you would think would be successful in life. He one time he's recorded as while he was eating a meal, his hands were dirty, so he reached over and cleaned his hands on the white shirt of the guy next door to him. So he had no social graces. He spoke like he had marbles in his mouth. It was hard to understand his crude English. Not somebody that you would think would rise to the top of society. But he was given the blessing of the Committee of 300 that they were going to elevate the Astors and they were going to make them rich. And so he comes over to the United States, and the fur trade, which was a 100% profit, I mean, it was like gold. It was a lucrative business. And it had been going on for hundreds of years, but within a short time, he has a monopoly over the whole fur business. Now, how does that happen? And then he's given a special license to trade during the War of 1812, where he makes incredible amount of money trading with the enemy. And our president, President Jefferson, allowed him to do this. And then the Committee of 300 gave him the blessing. He was the first American family to be able to be involved in the opium trade.
By the way, I'm going to stop you again. I've had former MI6 people on. It's been confirmed. As you know, the Committee of 300 that they denied existed 20 years ago, they now admit. It ties in Bilderberg, Trilateral, all the major groups, especially British Intel, as you know. There you are. 17 years ago, writing about it, Fritz, and then expanding on that. I can't tell you how many researchers who aren't even into looking at the occult angle, Dr. Dennis Cuddy, so many countless others we've interviewed over the years, who will confirm that David Rockefeller or others are obsessed with genealogies of families and people. And there'll be some guy who's, you know, top of his class, but of tens of thousands nationwide are in the top of the class. And there'll be David Rockefeller or Brzezinski at their little college they're in the lunch line saying, come with us. I mean, they actually personally, and is that what you're about to get to? This has to do with bloodlines, correct?
Right. I'm just letting people get an awareness of how they operate. Sometimes people think that somebody rises to the top, like our last president, Bush. He rose to the top because he was the best man for the job of president. No, he became president because of what family he belonged to and because somebody made the decision to elevate him into that role. But he was placed in that. It's like a big stage theater act where somebody decides, okay, we're going to have this person play this role. He can be president for this scene and he can play the king for that scene. These people are not intrinsically the best for the job. And so John Jacob Astor was sending his ships to Turkey and getting his opium from sources like the Onassis family. And then they would ship them to China and make the big profits. So there was a book, Dope Incorporated. Maybe you read that book. And interestingly, of the top 13 Illuminati bloodlines that I wrote about in the book that you've been talking about. 9 out of those 13 are mentioned in doing drug trading. So it's just like this Back to the Future with Biff. You know, you get somebody who rises out of obscurity, like Aristotle Onassis or John Jacob Astor, and become incredibly wealthy. He became the wealthiest man.
They're just front men. I mean, I've studied Bill Gates. It was all given to him. We were just showing for people that are watching online. Radio listeners can go rent it and watch it or get it on Netflix. But The Good Shepherd, Robert Duvall puts it out. It is a historical movie. It shows Skull and Bones. It shows the devil as a king. It shows them doing rituals, blood rituals. ABC News, of course, has covered it, that they really do this and do human sacrifice. But they say it's mock, of course, being urinated on, bathing in feces. Here's some of that. I mean, this is what most of the CIA directors, many presidents, secretaries of state, and it's on record. Encyclopedia Britannica admits Skull and Bones was founded out of the Bavarian Illuminati in 1824. They came and set up with British money, but a German death cult. It's just another branch of that of course, caused the French Revolution as well. They come over, they set it up, and it's set up by the main opium traders of that time with a monopoly. I mean, this is incredible. I mean, they're drug dealing, devil worshipping, child kidnapping, murderers, but they wear suits and ties. It's an army of psycho killers. And so many atheists say, well, I don't believe in God. I don't believe in any of this. Well, there are pygmy tribes that, you know, believe in rock gods. The point is they believe in it in their anthropology. Whether you believe in the devil or not, the New World Order believes in it. And they think killing you is good. Go ahead, Fritz.
Well, and you're headed in the right direction in answering the question that you raised, the issue that you raised a little while ago. Why do they have all these genocidal programs? Because their agenda is not human friendly. It's a satanic agenda that's anti-human. And when I saw the kind of things that they had planned for this planet, that's one of the reasons why I was so highly motivated to do something, even though doing something was not going to be the most secure thing that I could do in life. There's a lot of safer things I could have done, a lot of things I could have done that would have made me more money, given me an easy life, but I couldn't have looked myself in the mirror knowing what I knew and not stood up for humanity and for what's right.
And of course, Fritz, that's providence that an intelligent, focused, dedicated person like you would run smack dab into an Illuminati nest and get it the best way directly from sources that turned out to be accurate instead of us. You know, here I am 17 years later just putting pieces together. I mean, you really ran into a nest of these guys. I want to talk about that some later before we go to calls, but I also want to talk about what they have planned for this planet. We're about to go to break, but start getting into the, you know, now we kind of got a little snapshot of how they operate, a tiny area, more in the book, obviously. But what do they have planned for the world?
Well, as you were intimating just a minute ago, it's genocide. We're, you know, death and destruction, rob, kill, and destroy. They rob us, they kill us, they destroy our souls. And that's why, you know, it's satanic. It's not just a neutral, they want to make money. A lot of times people think, they use the excuse, well, Hollywood's making movies because that's what makes money. No, they put out a lot of movies that are pushing an agenda, not because they're going to make money, but because it's got an agenda behind it.
They print the money. This is their warfare system. I mean, they are attacking us. And what does the Bible say? That in the end times, you know, that the dark magicians, the dark lords of the New World Order would traffic in the souls of men, and that no flesh would be spared if God didn't intervene. And now look at the bioweapons, all of it. We'll be right back with Fritz Springmeier. Get the book, InfoWars.com. It goes deep down the rabbit hole.
When's the last time you had a chance to buy a ticket to paradise? Listen up for a truly once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Imagine the ultimate bug-out safe home, surrounded by incredible lush, fertile land, filled with fruit trees, coffee farm, fresh air, wildlife, and gorgeous views of the Pacific Coast. And you could win it for only $200. Yes, a Costa Rican family of four is raffling off their $400,000 home for only $200 per ticket. The winner scores a 2,000-square-foot, three-bedroom, two-bath house, two-car garage with bodega, guest house, nearly 3 acres of fertile coffee farmland, and a 1978 diesel Toyota Land Cruiser. All for only $200 per raffle ticket. Only 2,000 tickets will be sold. Hurry, raffle ends April 30th, 2012. For complete details, visit CostaRicaRaffle.com. That's CostaRicaRaffle.com. Get your ticket to paradise today at CostaRicaRaffle.com.
We all know the importance of having storable foods, but what about when the food runs out? What then? For real food independence, you need a supply of non-hybrid seeds. Introducing the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Survival Seed Vault is sealed for freshness and includes 20 varieties of easy-to-grow non-hybrid seeds for only $37.95. For less than $40, you've got real food independence. And the Survival Seed Vault includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions. Imagine the barter power you'll have when the food supply does collapse. Right now, save $9 instantly when you buy three or more Survival Seed Vaults from MyPatriotSupply.com. Same-day shipping on all orders, plus free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness products at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborist, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Warning, the unprepared may not survive the next natural disaster, terrorist attack, pandemic, or economic collapse. In light of recent global unrest and natural disasters, we bring you this urgent message from David Morris, author of the acclaimed Urban Survival Course. Because this message is urgent, we won't waste time on the why you should act now. You already know why. It's the very real and growing dangers reported in the media every day. Now it's the what you must do. Go to freesurvivalminicourse.com and claim your free Urban Survival mini course that will prepare you right in your own home. Today, David Morris is offering you instant access to a 7-part urban survival mini course at freesurvivalminicourse.com. You should already be at your keyboard. Enough talk. Act now while you still have time and while it's still free. freesurvivalminicourse.com. freesurvivalminicourse.com. Or call 800-366-5138. 800-366-5138. You'll be glad you did.
Deception. Here's Bill Gates, Warren Buffett, Ted Turner, all of them in on record in journals that, you know, aren't for public distribution but are public. They're just not widely distributed, but we've republished it, documented it. Rockefeller Foundation, you know, they're meeting with them. Rockefeller Foundation about sterilants and vaccines, GMO, food really designed to reduce fertility, give you cancer. It's all out there. We know they're doing it. And they're all over the news, helping the children, and Bill Gates with black Africans all around him, and he's smiling at them. And I mean, and you can, if you have any discernment, plus you know what he is, you're looking at an absolute devil with people begging and thanking him, and everything he's doing is a fraud, and it is just so crazy that they're running around doing this to people, and then financing the media, actually paying to have them say the opposite. And you see the he's constantly has this smug, satisfied look and is on the verge of laughing. And it is a demonic, satisfied control freak. I just see the spirit of just we run things. We're forcing our will and we're going to do this to you. And they just enjoy dominating and hurting everyone. It is. But I mean, getting into the GMO, all this, they're trying to play God. Your views on that?
Well, yeah, I concur. Another example that came to my mind as you were talking was I've talked to people who, as children, George Bush, the first George Bush president, was a pedophile and sexually molested some of these people. And then I'm early in the 90s, I'm looking at a Masonic magazine put out by the Supreme Council of the Scottish Rite, and they have his picture playing with kids, I mean, it's just something you want to gag and barf at.
And again, you're being told this by people, and so much of what they told you separately turned out to be true. You hope it's not true, but then there's Bohemian Grove that Richard Nixon said is a giant homosexual orgy, and the New York Post and Associated Press say they fly in plane loads of gay porn stars to have sex with them. This is on the news. We don't know who exactly is doing it in there. I saw photos in the camps when I was there for 5 hours of Henry Kissinger dressed up in drag. And I can't even say what he was doing on a family show, but he was, it's just, again, and then you see Sandusky, and then the local writers that expose it say, look, it was the alumni paying money. This guy was raping kids in broad daylight in the shower like he was taking a dog for a walk. They don't even hide this. All these congressmen caught in bathrooms, Fritz. I mean, exactly. It's... I'm sorry, go ahead.
These are the kind of things that motivated me to challenge all of this and expose it. It was disgusting to the nth degree. There were times when people that I was working with that had been in the Illuminati, they would tell me a story. One time with Cisco, she told me something that had happened. I actually broke down on the floor. I melted into the floor and cried for a whole day. I mean, I didn't even know a person could sob for a whole day, but I did. I cried for a whole day. This stuff is it's absolutely incredible and way beyond people's imagination, because a normal, decent person's imagination can't even go there. And so that's why I got motivated to actually do what I did, and other people that have bumped into it and the depth of depravity are also going to be motivated just like me. You were talking about what is their agenda. Well, one piece of their agenda is the destruction of the United States. The United States does not mean anything to these people. And I'll give you a little bit of your listeners a little clue on this, because I love my country and I love the ideals that they at least claimed that this country was founded on in the Declaration of Independence, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. I'm all in favor of that. And so in 1976, we had our bicentennial. And those of us that were proud Americans were proud that a country that was founded on life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness had survived for 200 years. What was happening while we were celebrating the bicentennial? Why, our Congress people were getting together and quietly signing another document, a Declaration of Interdependence, where they pledged themselves to support the destruction of the United States.
I remember that. Stay there. I want to come back with that and more. And I'll give out the number for folks to join us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to mysticstampad.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to mysticstampad.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to mysticstampad.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or mysticstampad.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
The book is Bloodlines of the Illuminati. Get your copy at InfoWars.com. And again, I've been on the radio since 1996. I read Fritz's seminal book. He's written, I don't know, 15 others or something. Bloodlines of the Illuminati, and I just didn't believe it. I mean, some of it I knew from history, and some of it I could confirm the parts that I knew, but I just was like, this is not going on. Of course, back then, British broadcaster and best-selling author. He wrote the book that's now turned into Men as Hysteric Ghosts with George Clooney and all that. He wrote the book Them. He said, no, they really do this ritual at Bohemian Grove. They do fly in the prostitutes and stuff. And he said, for liability stuff, I just want to use you and have you go in because the TV folks won't let me do it. And I said, okay, fly me out there. I don't believe that's going on. This is about a year before I actually went in 2000. He said, okay, coming up next year. They just had it this year. I've got a source inside and everything. I mean, that's just 12, 13 years ago that I was ignorant. And again, he says he has a source that says this about a president or whatever. All I know is these presidents launch wars, killing hundreds of thousands of people and lie to us, and the government is involved shipping drugs in. All I know is that you can type in Dyncore Halliburton sex trade, including children. You'll get Chicago Tribune Associated Press, but nobody gets in trouble. All I know is you can type in UN child kidnapping, and you'll get thousands of articles. All I know is that a lot of crazy stuff goes on at Bohemian Grove. And remember Abu Ghraib and the 30-plus other camps. You can read the Army's report. Type in Abu Ghraib, Army report on Abu Ghraib. Abuse is what they called it. General Tagumbu, American general. You read it, and it says acid. I'm not going to say on air what they do with it. Acid and children and raping. Now, this is what the military and the people they hired as dungeon keepers were doing to people to make them talk. And then you, oh, well, that was isolated. No, they were ordered to. They found folks that would do it. Remember all the 24 shows and stuff where they torture the kid in front of the dad to get the answer, and that would stop the nuke from going off? And law enforcement magazines, I remember reading one like in 99, was like, anthrax bombs are going to go off all over the city and probably kill hundreds of thousands. The terrorists won't talk, not even under torture. But you've got his son. What do you do? Well, with Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, he wouldn't talk after 4 or 5 years of waterboarding. They brought his wife and kid and his little son and threatened him. The news said, well, we threatened him, and he confessed to 9/11 and blowing up buildings as well that weren't built when he was in custody. He basically confessed to, you know, shooting Lincoln. This is the dungeon keepers, the demon spawn of pure hell, openly selling you on all these shows and dramas everywhere on how cool it is to torture, how awesome it is. In fact, I mean, every major movie I see that's got cops in it, you know, that cops watch and fantasize, like Law Abiding Citizen, torturing people, but they always deserve it in situational ethics and getting rid of the Constitution and just that and the cops celebrate it and agree. I've learned to hate the Constitution. I've learned you're right. And the guy's like, good. I've murdered all these people. Good. He's like the hero military guy. And I mean, so Fritz, they are clearly selling everyone now on what they want. Here's the toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. Quick questions or comments for Fritz Springmeier, 800. He'll come back in a month or so. We're going to have him on a lot. 800-259-9231 is the number to join us. If you disagree, agree, 800-259-9231. Fritz Springmeier. But my point is, you cannot deny this is the agenda because they are openly trying to sell us on things that was in your book 17 years ago, like it's good, Fritz.
That's right.
I mean, they
were talking.
Sorry, we were talking
about the Declaration of Interdependence, where our leaders pledged themselves to destroy the United States and our industry and make us dependent on other nations. You know, see, the ideals that they, these banner issues that they have us fight wars for, they don't even care about. This is one of my favorite posters. I have it hanging on my wall, say freedom of speech, right? But it's a World War II poster that the government put out to get people to fight World War II and give money to the government in war bonds. And so I would ask you, do these people that pledged, that signed that Declaration of Interdependence, do they really care about this? When they send us off to die in these wars, do they really care about us or care about these issues that they have us supposedly die for? Are they really trying to save our freedom of speech, or what are they trying to do?
Well, Fritz, I disagree with you on this point, and of course, in a nuanced, joking way. It's not that they don't care about America. They hate the United States and pay tax incentives and use our tax money to move General Electric and General Motors and others out of the country. It's not just that our jobs are leaving. They're paying with our taxes to get rid of our jobs. They absolutely hate this country. And you're right, pledge to bankrupt us and take us from the most intelligent, highest test scores, strongest family values, best nation to the worst. And they're celebrating now that more Americans now than not do not get married. They're not having children. And when they do, they say women run it all. And the women work with the state. And I hope you enjoy your 2,000% plus increase in breast cancer, too, because the globalist, you know, the state isn't a very nice husband. It's run by devil-worshipping killers that gang-rape children in Iraq. Solo nation, American consumers, stay single. And I heard it being celebrated today and callers going, the family's archaic. Oh, yeah, let's not even have a civilization. And Miss Magazine, CIA-funded, breaking everything up, Fritz, they knew exactly what they were doing, and they have just devastated. And you've got a bunch of selfish people running around, and that's really what Satanism is. Because when you think, I'll cheat everybody, I'll only care about myself, me, 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 I get ahead that way. No, no, no. You poison the well. I mean, I hate to use the analogy of people in public pools urinating in the pool, but you don't want to go to the big public pool when there's 300 kids in it because you know you're bathing in a toilet. And then it gets so toxic and there's so much chlorine, you can't even get it because it burns your eyes. Okay? This is what Satanists do. They run around wrecking everything and then say, because I'm just doing what I want. But really, it's because they do. To them, maggots, black uniforms, death, children with their bones sticking out, starving. I've seen the art that Schwarzenegger and all these elites are into, studying it. And it's like kids run over by cars. I saw Schwarzenegger in Germany. He flew there just to buy a bunch of this art and was with the artist. I found it on an obscure German site one time searching for Schwarzenegger photos. And it was like dead babies, little girls dressed up in Nazi outfits, children run over by cars. And it was just Schwarzenegger's quotes about how beautiful this was. And to them, it's just beautiful. I've read reports where, you know, they see a dead animal with maggots and they'll just stop and, oh, it's so pretty. Oh, like psychos like that smell. Oh, this is beautiful. These are malfunctioning cancers and normal people have to rout them out. Fritz, your comment, and then we're going to calls.
Yes. Some of them, are obviously just simply parasites. Now, some of them are actually producing something of value or making decisions that help run the system, but there's plenty of them that are parasites, and it's frightening the cancers, so to speak, that they're spreading amongst us at different levels.
Any other points you think are important to make here of the ocean of info you've got before we go to calls?
Wow, we've covered a lot. Nothing that comes to my mind within a short, I started to talk about Onassis, and I sent you guys a picture showing Jackie Kennedy while she was still married to JFK going on board Onassis's yacht. I thought that would be an interesting picture to show your audience, because it kind of pulls the curtain away from, you know, backstage. There's a lot that's strange that's happening. And so Onassis was the kingpin who helped coordinate the assassination of JFK. And then he gets like a bandit. He runs off with JFK's wife.
Incredible. But expanding on that, because your Skype's breaking up real bad, just interrupt there. To expand on that, it's the same story over and over and over and over again. And we've got to go to calls, but briefly, how far back do these bloodlines go? I mean, obviously it ties into their delusion that they're Merovingians and that Christ had children with Mary Magdalene.
Right. It goes way back. The Rothschilds, in their secret genealogy, take themselves all the way back to Nimrod. If I had had time, I was going to try to find some artistic portrayal of Nimrod for you. Some of them go back to your ancient Roman elite families. Some of them go back to the Venetian families that go back even further. The tribe of Dan which was the black sheep of Israel, they have provided a bloodline that's crept into a lot of other bloodlines. They go back to the pharaohs. And they've kept track of all of this stuff in their secret genealogies. And
that's why the Bill Gates and all of them are obsessed with a genealogist, where they take blood from babies at birth worldwide. They needed that blood to test it for their genealogy programs. But take the Astor family. It's admitted that Anderson Cooper is CIA, but left. and that he's one of the heirs to the Asker fortune. I mean, it just never ends. These people are everywhere.
They are. And the connections are endless, too. Once I started researching it, you would look at one Illuminati character and you would start seeing him connected to all these other Illuminati families. And then the people that they hire and everything are, it's just one big network. In fact, that's even one word that they use for themselves as the network.
All right. I want to go to some phone calls here. Let's go ahead and talk to Dwayne in California, then Sergio, Richard, Jim, and Tony. Dwayne, go ahead.
Yeah, thanks, Alex. I've done a lot of research on what Chris Springmeier was talking about, bloodlines of Illuminati, and I've seen this information, had just done tons of research as well. And it's amazing when you look at the interbreeding that's going on between like the Rothschild, Rockefeller.
Look at how all the presidents in the last 100 years are all related. I mean, Obama's related to all of them. I mean, it's crazy. And it's not like they're just cousins once or twice, or Bush and Kerry go to the same secret society. They were cousins on every angle. It's like if you have a French bulldog, it's related to all the other French bulldogs. They're their own psycho interbreeding program. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, that's okay. It's amazing though that you find these families in Europe, Britain, the United States, and they're all somehow related way back when, whether it was three generations or a recent generation. And there's all some sort of connection, even with the George Bush family, Bush, Clinton, George H.W. Bush, and Obama. They all seem to have some relationship and some connection either genetically or interbreeding somehow. And it's disgusting when you find out how many of them actually have the same agenda.
Oh, it's the exact same agenda, and they all go to occultic retreats. The liberals have their own Bohemian Grove. Helmut Schmidt, who was the German chancellor, wrote Men in Powers, a political retrospective, and said, yeah, we're the Illuminati. We do our own rituals at our own grove, and we are setting up to the Bilderberg Group a world government. I mean, I own the book. I did screenshots of it for my Bohemian Grove films. And he just admits the whole thing and says, we do rituals. We do druidic rituals. I appreciate your call. 60 seconds before we go to other calls on the druid connection. I know that's big in your book.
Are you going to a caller?
No, I'm going to you, Fritz, because Schmidt said they're druids. Go ahead.
Yeah. Druids is one of the lines of magic that's practiced. There's many different types of magic. But Druidism is one of the larger forms of magic. And, you definitely see a lot of Druidic. We have a full-size replica of Stonehenge here in this area. And the Illuminati practice rituals secretly near that Stonehenge the monument. You know, it's actually got all of the full-scale rock pillars and everything.
Yeah, isn't Oregon one of the main monarch mind control centers?
I don't know if it would be one of the main ones, but we've got our share of it. It seems to be that no matter where you go, you find this stuff.
Let's go to Richard in Texas. Richard, you're on the air.
Thank you for taking my call, Mr. Jones and Mr. Springmeier. I just like to ask you, have you guys ever heard of the Black Boule? They're the other side of the Skull and Bones. They're there to protect the white Skull and Bones. They operate out of the Greek system, the Kappa Phi Beta, and all the different other groups, subgroups, and they're pretty much recruited out of the top colleges and universities. Black and white universities.
Yeah, I know there's all sorts of spinoffs of lodges. That's why Skull and Bones is 322. And then they'll test people at these things. They'll say, okay, now we're going to have sex with a goat, you know, as part of the ritual for the university. And you're like, well, that's gross. Well, you're not going to be in the club. Because if you'll go along with this, next it's going to be people. But, let's get Fritz's comment on how all these other societies are feeders into the darker rat holes.
The Black Boule, I did write about it at one point, but what I wrote didn't get published or in print. But yes, I was aware that they have organizations for the blacks that want to participate in all of this. You're right. Thanks for bringing that up.
Yes, sir. Anything else?
Yes, they have their own flag, their own song. And to me, they're some of the biggest sellouts because they're the ones that help keep the races separated, because they're the ones that push the race card the most. They're the ones that, you know, tell black.
You know, it's funny you say that, and God bless you. We're about to go to break, but I'll call back in again. I want to hear more about that. Down on Access TV over the years, I was really friendly, really nice. That's where I started out. Immediately got a radio show about 6 months after I was doing the TV show here locally, by the grace of God. But there were these black masons that were part of that group you're talking about, the Prince Hall, whatever. And they were always attacking me on air, saying I was a racist. And I wasn't even talking about black people on air. I mean, I was standing up for their liberties. And then they wouldn't even talk to me in the hall. They would just look at me with hate. And then later I was talking to somebody that worked up there, and they said, well, that's because you're bashing the Illuminati. Don't you know both those guys are like the head people, number one and number two of the whole black mason operation in Central Texas?
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water, with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Has the United States been discovered in the Bible?
Where does Islam fit in Bible prophecy?
Is the new world order world government?
These and other crucial end time questions are answered in the new DVD package, Understanding the End Time, from End Time Ministries. Jesus Christ said, I tell you these things before they come to pass, so that when they do come to pass, you might believe. After you watch this 14-lesson DVD series, Understanding the End Time, you'll know more about Bible prophecy than the average seminary graduate. This DVD package normally sells for $280, but now is only $199. Order Understanding the End Time DVD package at endtime.com today for only $199 or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. 1-800-363-8463 or endtime.com.
Do you use a CPAP breathing device to help treat sleep apnea and prevent snoring? If so, you should know big insurance companies and government regulations can affect the way you buy sleep apnea equipment. They decide what devices you receive, when you get replacement equipment, and even what you pay. Why limit the quality of your treatment? Break away from institutionalized healthcare and shop where you set the sleep therapy standard. Shop at CPAP.com. See what? CPAP. It stands for Continuous Positive Airway Pressure. CPAP.com has the equipment you want in stock and ready to ship today. Visit CPAP.com to see all of your sleep apnea equipment options. Or call toll-free 1-855-SNORE-11. That's 1-855-766-7311 to speak with a friendly sleep apnea expert who will answer all of your questions. Mention this ad for free shipping. Again, that's CPAP.com. CPAP.com. CPAP. Your money, your treatment, your choice.
Just a program note here. I'm going to be speaking in Orlando, Florida, because one of our great affiliates is out there, the Big 810, coming up on the 26th of February this month, so in 24 days, I'm going to be out there. It's going to be like a three-hour-long deal. Well, the doors are going to open. I'm going to do my radio show there, and then I'm going to give a speech. The speech will be about an hour and a half, and I'm going to premiere a special little mini 30-minute documentary on a surprise subject. So it'll be really about 5 hours long. Now, in Dallas, I'm going to give the speech and premiere of the film, and that's at the Lakewood Theater. You can buy tickets there at the Lakewood Theater website. You can find the link to that at Infowars.com/events. Now, Orlando is moving towards selling out. And I've only plugged this once, and it's already sold around 20% of the tickets. Lakewood, still a ton of tickets, but I'm going to start promoting, and it'll go quick. That's usually what happens about a week before it sells out. I think I've had like one event before that didn't sell out, and we're charging $25. $5-6 of that is fees and, you know, event fees and hotel fees, you know, that kind of stuff they do in cities for events. And then I'm giving some, sharing it with some of the local affiliates as well. But mainly it's just paying our cost to go out there. I'm going to have some camera guys out there and things. It's $25 at both events. Infowars.com/events. Lakewood Theater and Orlando, Florida. And in the future, I plan to do some trips on different legs where I'll go to 5 or 6 or 7 affiliates. It's just that I'm so busy here doing the nightly news and everything else, and we're hiring more reporters and stuff and people that can fill in on the nightly news more when I go out of town. But I'll also shoot news when I'm out of town so that it can then be uploaded and played on the nightly news. I'm going to speak on the blueprint to defeat the New World Order. I'm doing a lot of codifying the information to really give a powerful presentation, and I hope you'll be there. Hope to see you there. Again, Dallas, Texas, the 19th. That's only like 16 days away, as you know, 17 days away. That's on a Sunday, and in Orlando the Sunday after that. Infowars.com/events. I want to thank the great stations in both cities that are doing that. And you can find out more again at Infowars.com/events. I'm going to do 5 extra minutes just of overdrive here with Fritz. We can get to all your calls. Sergio in California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, I just want to say real quick that I've been last few years, ever since George Bush Jr. got elected into president, kind of woken up after I seen the Bohemian Grove video. I just wanted to thank you for the work that you've been doing. And just to make a comment real quick, I did this like research project for a history class over here at the junior college. And what I ended up talking about in my paper was I cited this book called The Master Game by Robert S. DeRope. Not sure if you guys are familiar with it, but in the book, they highlight like low games and high level games that the elites like to play in. And one of them is the Moloch game. And when I read like how they describe the Moloch game, it essentially sounds like exactly like the shock and awe report that the Bush administration put out before the actual shock and awe campaign. I was wondering if you guys knew anything about that.
Comments on that, Fritz?
Yeah, the principles behind shock and awe have been around for a long time. So they just they bring these things out every few years. And
all right, let's jam another caller here as we go to break and end the official show. The whole hour of retransmission is coming up, but I'm going to continue with Fritz. Tony in Pennsylvania, you're on the air.
How you doing, Alex?
Good. Almost out of time.
Okay. I just wanted to start out just saying that everything comes down to religion. I grew up with no religion at all in the home, and this research, every which way, comes back to it. Even with Albert Pike's book, Morals and Dogma, on the cover, Order Out of Chaos, looking up those words, order, one of the definitions is one of the 9 sex choirs of angels, and you look up chaos, and one of the definitions is the bottomless pit, the abyss.
Order out of chaos.
And that's one of the definitions. Everything they do comes back to some kind of religious...
Amazing. Hey, I'm going to be back this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. with the Sunday Show. Back tonight.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.